Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Daily Manna, where we're learning to feed upon the Word of God chapter by chapter. This is Curtis, and today we come to Revelation chapter 10. You may not realize it, but in the introduction to each of our Daily Manna podcasts, we talk about learning to feed upon the Word of God chapter by chapter. And this chapter is short, but I believe is very much in line with this matter that the only way we can really receive this speaking is to feed on the Word. In verse 9, John is told to take and devour the scroll, and that'll be bitter in his stomach, but in his mouth it'll be sweet as honey. And in verse 10, he took it out of the hand of another strong angel, and he devoured it. And it was sweet in his mouth and bitter in his stomach. What it means to eat the scroll, what it means to eat the Word, even what John had just seen, is to receive this divine revelation into our entire being. It's not just to see it and then just report, but even that we would pray in what we just saw, devour it. When we're really hungry, when we have an appetite for something in particular, you may really like pizza. Or for me, I grew up in California and I really like In-N-Out Burger. And a lot of times the first thing that I want to do when I get back to California is I just want to eat an In-N-Out Burger. Well, may this be our response when we see something in the Word, is to devour it, to pray this back to the Lord. I feel like this is especially pertinent to the book of Revelation as a whole, because many times I find myself even coming with this concept that it just speaks of the end times, but it's so helpful, especially in this chapter, to be reminded that this is a book focused on the revelation of Jesus Christ, and that it's not for knowledge and it's not just to learn about things that are going to happen. But actually, it's a book that is very much for my time, for my present life. And the way for me to experience that is to receive the Word, to receive the revelation into my entire being. Some verses I'm reminded of are 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed, meaning it's been breathed out so we can breathe it in. John 6:63. Your words are spirit and are life. They're meant to be received in by us. Even Jeremiah 15:16, it says, your words were found and I ate them, and your words became the gladness and joy and rejoicing of my heart. Even the words of the book of Revelation can be this to us. And I believe this was very much John's experience as he was seeing this vision of Christ and his coming to possess the earth in chapter 10. Even the first few words of this chapter, and I saw, I'm reminded of Job at the end of his experience. He says, I had heard of you with the hearing of my ear, but now I have seen you with my eyes. Seeing is something even deeper. We first hear with our ears, but to see is deeper. And John has this experience again and again in this book of the Bible that I saw another angel. I saw another strong angel coming down out of heaven. John had been so open to the Lord and even praying, I believe, everything that he was seeing, that it became something that he could speak to others. Recently, I went to Colorado and I saw the Rocky Mountains for the first time, and I was blown away. And I took pictures, but even at different times, taking the time to linger in a certain spot and to take it in, I believe, is also a similar application we can have in the Word, and that when we come to the Word and even allow ourselves to be impressed by the scenery that is opened up in just a few verses in a chapter of the Bible, we can have a real seeing, not just a knowledge, but we can see something. And this way we can speak it in such an enjoyable, encouraging manner to others. And so even here, John sees another strong angel coming down out of heaven. This chapter speaks on Christ coming to possess the earth and how he has legs that are pillars of fire, and he has one foot that's on the sea and another that's on the earth. we may think, wow, this is scary. He's coming full of judgment. But actually, his coming is he has a rainbow upon his head. And in chapter 4 of Revelation, it says there was a throne with a rainbow around it. Well, there's only one throne in the universe. And so this other angel, which is actually just Christ, is coming to execute God's will upon the earth. And his will is not just to judge, but his will, his desire is to possess. In the book of Joshua, the Lord says to Joshua, wherever the sole of your foot touches the earth, you will possess that land. Well, actually, in the Lord's coming with these legs that are pillars of fire, yes, he's holy and he's righteous, but his desire is to possess us. Can you believe that? Here in the end times, we may say, the Lord's heart is to possess man, is to possess the heart of man. Even we know our heart is earth, is soil that the Lord desires to possess. And so even here we can pray, Lord, come and possess my heart. Yes, you will judge the earth. But Lord, I want you to walk on the ground of my heart. Lord, I want you to make home in my heart. Before you return, I want to gain you as much as possible. And I believe that we can really see that this is the Lord's heart, because even there's a rainbow around him, meaning when God first judged the earth, he then promised to Noah that he wouldn't flood it again. He didn't want to wipe people off the earth, but he's coming down out of heaven to possess. He desires to redeem the earth. And what is on earth that is so dear and precious to God? It's man. It's our heart. So I hope that we could be impressed, that we could take each word, especially in the book of Revelation, and pray these things back to the Lord, so that we could even give the Lord away today to possess the ground of our heart, because this is his desire, to possess, for man to turn, to repent, and to be open to receive more of Christ. I hope that we would all be encouraged to pray and devour the word, so that Christ may possess more of our heart.